the Astros in Minneapolis.
You know, I love it with you, Josh, because Josh knows what's going on. It's like working with a band compared to karaoke, right? Because karaoke, you're stuck with what you got. With a band, they will work with you and just kind of, you know, in this case, you knew that we've got somebody very important on the phone right now.
As soon as you picked up the phone, I sped it up and got out of here so you can talk to somebody more important than me.
We're kicking you out, Colbert.
That's fine.
That's right.
I get it.
Sports brought to you by Bob's Custom Windows and Siding in Janesville. Give Bob a call at 756-0735. His crew can do the job for you. And we talked about having somebody online or talk about bands. This guy is a guy, he's been around, and he was a trick pony. He hangs out with Brooks and Dunn. He is a Renaissance man. I was just looking at all your credentials. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ira Dean to the radio station.
Good morning, Ira. How's it going?
Good morning, y'all. Doing good. How y'all doing?
Well, good. Where are you? That we mentioned that you phoned in early, and thank you for that.
So
but where are you?
You're not in Central Time.
I was in I'm in Indianapolis backstage. I woke up, had my alarm set. I didn't know we were on two different time zones. So,
you know, that's funny.
Yeah, we called an hour.
We just talked about that because Goldberg, our sports guy, was like, no, Indianapolis, that's Eastern time, but Nashville's Eastern. And we're
well,
like,
he
no.
didn't agree with us that
Nashville's Central.
Yeah, it was Central. Right.
But yeah, it just says, and Indianapolis is literally straight north of Nashville. So you would think that they're in the same time zones. But
of what I thought, my alarm, and I got up, and yeah, and no, I was an hour early.
Okay. So you That's guys okay. performing.
Wipe that down. Never been an hour early for anything.
Well, kudos for you. I mean, I got to say that most of our artists, you know, if we say 8:30, they're like, oh, man, really? 8:30 in the morning? And you're calling it 7:30. I realize it was 8:30 your time, but still, you're up and at 'em and ready to go. So good for you.
Man, my dad would be proud. Mr. Punctuality.
So did you perform last night or are you performing tonight there?
We're playing tonight in Indy. We drove in through the storms all night in the buses, and so we play tonight.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of storms here. How is that, doing that on a bus? Does that make you nervous at all? Would you prefer to be flying or driving?
Oh, driving, because it isn't that far to fall.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the air. That's a whole different animal. I'm like, nope, I'd rather just fall 6 feet out of my bunk.
That's true. Well, you know, I'd say, I don't know how many months ago, all of a sudden my co-host starts playing this, and I knew right away I am a... My last name's Kix, so K-I-X. So I am a big fan of Ronnie Dunn and Brooks and Dunn, and obviously Kix Brooks as well. And so I heard Ronnie's voice, but then I heard this other voice. And I was like, who is that? And Ken, my co-host, was like, oh, this is Ira Dean and Ronnie Dunn. And of course, Teleman, we've been playing it ever since you guys released it. It is one of these songs that Ken has, my co-host, loves when there's an upbeat with some tempo, exciting song. And it is, you guys are nailing it on every point on that song.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I've always dreamed of having like an all-star band, like the Traveling Wilburys of country. And I've come close to getting it done over the years, and Vince Gill's always been a key part of it. But we finally got it done, and it was me and Ronnie Dunn, and picked Vince Gill and John Osborne from Brother Osborne, and me and Brent Mason. So I can check it off the bucket list.
Well, man, you are connected, because I know that your next album is a bunch of collaborations. And of course, this one with Ronnie Dunn, and I was reading up Gary Allen, David Lee Murphy, Gretchen Wilson, Uncle Cracker. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Bette Nugent.
Really?
Yeah, I put a bunch of... Anybody who inspired me on my musical journey throughout the years, I reached out to them and just said, hey, man, I wouldn't be where I am today without listening to your records. That I remember feeling your licks as a kid. And so, yeah, I called everybody, and thank God everybody said yes. And we made a great album. It comes out this Friday, April 11th. I can't believe it. It took 2 years to make this thing.
And the album's called I Got Roads. Ira Dean's album, like Ken said, has so many different other artists on there with you. And if it's anything like Teleman, it's going to be a fun album to listen to. So we're looking forward to hearing that. And if people are also wondering, you know, Ira Dean's been, you said, has been around. He was on Trick Pony. I want to know who can get after it more, Trick Pony or Brooks and Dunn?
Brooks and Dunn by far.
Really?
Brooks and Dunn by far.
No way. I would have said a hands down Trick Pony. And again, I love Brooks and Dunn, but I.
Yeah, Heidi likes to have a good time.
But Ronnie just didn't he have a hip replaced recently or a knee or something?
That was just a hiccup. This band is insane. I'm really honored and blessed, man, when Ronnie called me, and I was supposed to come out here and write with Ronnie and Kix for part of the tour. And he's like, how's your touring schedule this year? And I was like, you know, I don't really kick off till fall and winter. And he's like, why don't you just come out and play in the band and write and I'll put you to work. And I was like, hell yeah. And I go, man, I'm honored. These guys are great players. And of course, backing up Kix and Ronnie, I get to play behind one of the best singers of my lifetime. And you know, 90 minutes of number one hit. You can't beat it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll actually be in our neck of the woods this weekend because I will be the girl in the front row, Ira.
I forgot this was coming up. Yes. Okay, look out, Ira. Okay, go ahead, Ashley.
I will literally, I'm like front and center. I'm obsessed with Brooks and Dunn. I've done morning radio and there's not any that I've been obsessed
just,
with.
Just
more
get
than,
to the point.
No. I just want him to, see me. He will see me and I will be waving to you. I'll be the girl dancing the entire time.
Ira, if you can make it happen, she would love to meet Ronnie Dunn. So I'm just throw that out
if
there.
If you hold up a Ira Dean Selly Man sign, I'm sure that'll get his attention quick.
Okay. There we go. I will do that. I will put a Ira. I love watching them so much, and they're going to be at the Allstate Arena.
Allstate,
that's going to be, just down by Chicago area. So Rosemont, Illinois, I will be there just dancing my little tush off for you guys. But I will also be dancing, of course, to your album. And again, that's coming out April 11th.
April 11th, but you can pre-save now. They have the pre-save button thing out now. So, I'm excited. 2 years in the making, finally coming out. I think it's like 12 all-star appearances, and everybody that really influenced me as a musician. I just wanted to make a great record. I wrote 10 out of the 12, and it's all chapters in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly. I think once people listen to this album, I'll know exactly who I am. So
not to pick favorites, but obviously the one Teleman is on the radio right now. We're hearing it a lot. We're going to hear it up right after we get off the phone with you. But if you were to say, what is the next one that you'd want to be on the radio? Can you tell us who that would be with?
Probably I Got Roads with Gary Allen, or What Would Charlie Daniels Do with Ted Nugent.
Nice. Okay.
I want to hear that one with the Nuge. Wow. Oh, the Nuge on country radio. That'll be pretty cool.
I want to hear Gary.
He played his butt off. That guy still plays guitar like he's on fire. It was a great time.
Oh, so wait. So if you are on tour with Brooks and Dunn, will you be seeing Teleman this weekend then?
Well, me and Ronnie have been talking about that. And if, you know, hopefully the thing will get up in the charts to where I can force my hand and he's going to have to do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring
we got to make the thing a hit so I can say, it's a hit. Come on, let's go. Yeah. Giddy up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll bring my sign. I'm going to sneak it in there.
Bring it in. And I get to sing all the high stuff over top of him. So you'll see me back there straining the whole show.
Okay. Sounds good. Again, this is Ira Dean. He's got his album I Got Roads coming out April 11th, and he's touring right now with Brooks and Dunn. Thank you so much, Ira.
Thank you. All right. We're going to play your song right now, and we'll bid you adieu, and you have a great day, and thanks again for calling, and Ashley's going to see you, what is that show, on Saturday?
That's Saturday. I'm so excited. All right.
Well, thanks for bidding me adieu, and I tip of the hat to you too, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Here we go.
All right. Take care.
See ya. Ira Dean, Ronnie Dunn, Teleman.
Friday night, hot spot sign in the parking lot, free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Pay to do.